Okay, it's great talking to you, Lawrence, and I just wanted to say how much I appreciate you contributing your artwork to this upcoming issue. And can you tell me a little bit something about Ms. Turner and John and everyone else?
Yes.
John Lewis and...
Yeah. Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
All right. Miss Tina Turner, I'm a music lover, of course, as well as a singer. And when she passed away, I can't help but not say that I was kind of like stuck. Like, wow, the end has come for her and her legacy, but her legacy will live on because this is one of the very few women in the entertainment business who survived for as long as she survived from drug abuse and verbal abuse, sexual, you know, assaults and whatever at the hands of another person. And she did not allow that, you know, to alter her dream as being a singer and performer. She dealt with it for so many years, and finally she had the courage to stop and say enough is enough and continue on with her life and live the happy one to the best of her ability. You know, she inspires me that even though I'm going through currently unjust, just like she went through unjust, it still inspired me not to stop showing the world my talent, showing the world who I really am versus what someone or people may think or thought I was at the time of my wrongful conviction. So with her, you know, I really, truly was honored to draw this portrait and pray that in my form of seeing her, as well as the others that who are viewing this and hearing my voice, will appreciate the artwork.
Yeah, and... Nelson Mandela?
Nelson Mandela, man. That guy, he was just, he's an alien. You know, for you to be convicted in the country, in that country, go to prison for so many years and not allow every waking day and sleeping night to kill the spirit of you and kill your ambitions and to later come out, become the president of that same country, like that's just amazing. And yet again, it inspired me to say to self, to say, you know, though I have been through what I have been through, you know, knowing what it's like to occupy a cell and be, you know, and to be hungry for the world to see and hear who I really am, and to not give up hope, not give up on myself, take my life, or just give up, period. You know, he didn't do none of those things, and he continued on and got out and inspired not just his country, but people around the world. So for me to draw that portrait of him, again, it was amazing. I felt good in that moment, and I really felt inspired to have the reason to draw Nelson Mandela.
Yeah, he was a fighter, and all of his life to the end, it was really amazing, his life.
Yes, it was.
And John Lewis?
Mr. John Lewis. Oh, man. I've had people ask me, you know, if I was born in those times, what I would have been part of the movement. And I honestly feel like I would have. Now, how I would have handled the abuse and the segregation and the verbal assaults and the physical assaults, I don't know. I'm just being honest. But his movement, him being able to say, you know what, I will turn left cheek, right cheek, to fight for the people that's to come, for the generations that's to come, and showing the world that all lives do matter. It doesn't matter what your sex is, what your race is, what your background ethnicity is, how much money you make. You know, none of that matters. All that matters is equalness. The founding father said that himself, you know, of course. And, you know, and I thank Abraham Lincoln for what he did, but it's just really simple. He fought right along with everyone else to give everyone their rights equally. So in that and for that, my, you know, energy is to put out in the universe to draw that portrait. I feel amazing. Sometimes I look at the artwork myself and be like, wow, you drew that. So, you know, thank you for what Mr. John Lewis did. And again, I pray that this artwork and through my story and legacy will inspire people to say, hey, don't give up on yourself. Don't give up on the fight. Continue the fight, because if you don't, then who will?
Yeah, that's certainly true. So I know that you're inspired by so many people and their work and their advocacy. How do you find inspiration in prison?
You know, my insight on prison, you know, people who, for any person who's never been incarcerated, it doesn't matter whether you've been in prison, a jail, an asylum, it's a different world. It's not nothing what people, you know, Dateline can't give it to you in a 30 to hour minute session. Some crime novel can't give it to you either. It's something that a person has to have experienced, you know, in order to really give you in depth of it. And it's actually, it takes a lot of energy to deal with what we deal with, whether it's the officers and what they're dealing with and what they come to work, you know, then take out on us, and what my peers, what they're dealing with, what they've been through, what they sleep at night, what they're hiding from, running from. You know, it takes a lot. So when I go in that world of my artwork, I zone it out. I treat my artwork or my cutting hair or my singing like my children. I have to give them my undivided attention and not allow the world in this world to affect and not allow that child to speak his voice. So my pencil or pen to paper, that's my child speaking in voice and say, I am alive, I am here, and for the world to see it.
Yeah, and that's really powerful. When did you start drawing? How old were you, or did it just always?
I actually started drawing right before I was taken from my mom. I believe I was like 9 or 10. And it's interesting because don't too many people know this. My uncle doesn't even know this. But he actually inspired me to draw. He used to, when I would get coloring books, he used to take the crayons and outline the dark of the actual picture. But the way he used to shade it in, it looked so more realistical. And I used to copy that. So in copying it, you know, for how he did it, it was to perfection. And that's what made me start tracing and then wanting to start draw. And here I am at 38 years, so many years later.
Well, I think that creativity can heal, can provide energy and a safe place. How would you describe creativity?
For any person that has a creative thing that they're good at, it doesn't matter if you can sing, dance, draw, create a, you know, make a car from scratch, whatever your creativeness is. And for some people who don't feel like they have one, they just haven't tapped into it to figure out exactly what it is. You know, it's a world. It's a place. It's a safe haven. And for me in prison, my safe haven is my talents. You know, like I said, whether it's drawing, whether it's singing, whether it's, you know, rewriting a new story or coming up with another project, I have to go into those worlds and use it as my drug to get through the things that I deal with in this space, in this world, in this time of my life.
What are some of the projects you anticipate when you get out?
Oh, man, there's so much. Acting has always been my top-end passion. Prior to my incarceration, I did 2 stage plays in the Hampton Roads area, and there were a lot. There was a lot with that because I had never done stage play work before, but my inspiration for acting had always been serious, and it showed when I showed up for these auditions, and they instantly casted me, and I'm casted not for secondary or third role. They want me as the leading role, and I was like, whoa, this is a lot of responsibilities. But it's just, you know, for people who understand this, it's just an amazing part of being able to not be myself and take a name and some lines and turn that into a real person and be that person. And then when it's over with, try to get back out of that, you know, cloud of, okay, I'm not really that person. Some people call it sick, twisted, and crazy. I love it. But, you know, that's one of my actually forefront passions. I mean, actually, to actually go into the studio, you know, one of my former jobs when I was in the community was protective detail, which layman terms bodyguards for celebrities. And, you know, to be the bodyguard for some of these interesting celebrities and see them perform and see them in the studio, when I have a talent to sing and I never really pushed myself more to say, well, why don't you go in the studio and do my own thing? So those are actually my 2 top things. Number 3 is nonprofit. any and everything nonprofit for wrongful conviction people, for any persons, you know, who can't do for themselves and don't have the resources, I'll always and will die and pass that on in my legacy to help those who can't help themselves.
Well, you're doing an amazing job on the inside. I'm sure you'll do an amazing job on the outside, as you always have. What would you like readers to know about yourself?
One, I would like people, you know, to understand that, again, just because a person is incarcerated, it doesn't mean that they're guilty of what they've been charged with. You know, people are so quick to say, oh, you must have did it if they found you guilty. No, it's not. Again, it doesn't take rocket scientists for you to look at a lot of crime novel, TV shows or books or whatever, and how many people in the country and around the world, Nelson Mandela, who have been wrongly convicted, and they dealt with it. Some, unfortunately, have been executed or, you know, died in prison and never got their day light again. But for me, this is a new chapter because I never thought it could happen to me. But it happened, and I have not allowed it to kill me or my spirit. So my thing I would like for people to know is, though I have been through some very horrible things in my life, I'm not going to allow this to steal my joy. I'm not going to allow this to dim my life. I am going to continue to do what the Coalition of Justice has included me in, Virginia Tech, as well as these other projects that I've done and doing and will do. I'm going to live my life the best that I can until the wheels fall off. And I quote Martin Lawrence. I just want people to know that, you know, you can hear it from these, you know, from this side of the wall that I'm still inspired. And Lawrence T. Bazemore is not finished in no way, form, or fashion. So, what I want people to know.
Well, I love to hear it. Thank you, Lawrence.
Thank you, and you have a good day.